Welcome to episode 1584 of the Multifamily Collective. I am, I believe, over the course of the next, who knows, 12 to 18 months, plus minus, that the allure of LinkedIn as a place to self-promote or build brand, or whether it be personal brand or company brand, is going to become a place that is too full of noise for people to really get the value out of it that they desire to get. And I think you're seeing demonstrations of this where the self-promotion, the level of self-promotion, just overt self-promotion, is reaching a level that is nauseating in some cases. And I think there's a very delicate line here that one should be aware of. And that is, at some point, the frequency — now Gary Vaynerchuk would absolutely disagree with me on this, but I think that to the extent that you get too noisy about your self-promotion, you become a distraction. You become a person or a company that is of interest in the wrong way. You get unfollowed, you get muted, you get blocked, and things of that nature. And I think it's an interesting topic in the sense that there is a certain amount of promotion that is necessary for one to get a brand out into the marketplace, or to get a personal presence out in the marketplace, to become known as a thought leader or someone that has that can make contribution in the way of discussion or points. But I think to the extent when there is such a self-aggrandizement in a look at me, look at me, look at me, and statistics and my numbers and things of that nature, that just gets a little too over the top. Now, this is one guy's opinion, but I've also been reading a lot about it. I was reading a Harvard Business Review article this morning titled "How to Self-Promote Without Sounding Self-Centered." And I think there's real merit in that conversation, in that you don't want to sound like a braggart, or somebody that has a complete brag log that is just like a laundry list or a bullet point list of all the accomplishments that I have put out into the world that are about me, that are for me, that are in service of me. Even if you're doing that with some sort of co-branding effort, in other words, you're making an attempt to draw attention to yourself while edifying others in the same sentence, in the same breath. And it's interesting because one could look at that as potentially a way of manipulating a conversation, or manipulating an effort to draw attention to yourself while diverting a little bit to someone else so that you don't sound so much like a self-serving, or that you have a self-serving interest. I just think it's an interesting conversation to have. I grapple with this constantly because I put content out into the world on a daily basis, and whether it be a blog or a vlog or posts on LinkedIn or on my podcast. At some point throughout the day, I've posted some form of content multiple times, multiple different distribution channels. And I think about that kind of thing. Like, is this too much, or am I drawing too much attention to self and not talking about others or providing value to others? Or I question myself all the time as it relates to this. And personal brand has not been something that I've ever been interested in pushing out into the world. In other words, my efforts on the platforms and the distribution channels that I use have always been about honing a skill, or wanting to put thoughts out into the marketplace to help me hone them and to become sharper in my craft of property management, of multifamily asset management. And then it kind of fell into a voice in the industry with not that being the initial intent to be that. And it could come off as a personal brand promotion when it is really not that, or at least not in my head. It never has been about that. definitely not overtly. So it's just a conversation that swirls around in this head of mine, and I'm quite interested in what the community thinks about it, because I think that I go back to my opening statement. I think over the next 18 to 24 months or less, LinkedIn is going to become a very noisy place, a place that is not as interesting as it once was. You definitely should continue to be there, participate, but I think its time in the limelight is coming to a fast close, and it's because we've allowed it to get noisy. And people are potentially not having real conversations, but rather, you know, in some cases, like edifying others in order to draw interest to self. So I'm curious to see what happens. I'm also curious to hear your feedback. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.